Hey there, good morning. Welcome. Are you awake yet? Well, good news, I am awake. Mr. Dave Parker, good morning to you, brother. How are you today?
Good morning, Gary.
We had a bit of an adventure today, or I should say I had a bit of an adventure today. But I am here now. We are on the air. Everything is going well. I've got a nice big cup of coffee. Dave, thanks for making me a little extra coffee today.
Welcome.
So here's the deal. By the way, I'm Gary Zimak. First things first, you're listening to Spirit in the Morning. This morning, I woke up and I looked at my alarm clock and it said 5:15. No big deal, right? 5:15, still early. But then I realized that in order to get here in time for the show, I normally wake up at 4 o'clock. So I was a little late. So my first reaction was literally this. Yeah, exactly. So then, obviously, I've been influenced by the Three Stooges throughout my life, but we won't go. I know that explains a lot, right?
Yeah, there are two of us here.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get Frank in here. Maybe we get.
There's Frank.
Anyway, so I woke up, panicked a little bit, ran around in circles because that's typically what happens. You ever do that, Dave? You wake up.
Oh, never.
No.
Never.
You wake up late. Yeah, you start to panic. Happened. You run around a little bit. You think, oh, no, what do I do now? But I got myself together. I managed to text Frank to let him know I'm going to be in late. I forgot to text you, Dave Parker. I'm sorry.
I got here and I said, my gosh, Gary's not here.
Yeah.
Where is he? And I put out a APB through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But fortunately, I didn't have any traffic problems. I got here in one piece. But man, I'll tell you what, that really will shake you up and in the morning.
Which stooge are you?
I don't know. We'll leave that to our listening audience to decide.
I have a feeling family members may chime in on all of us.
Oh, man.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. But I'm here. Man, I'll tell you what, though. That that does shake you up when you wake up like that.
Oh,
it does. Realize you have a long commute. But
I woke up to your text.
So. Oh, that's good. You know, well, I'm glad I woke you up. And I'm glad we're able to be here to help wake you up in the morning as you listen to this program. And
we all have those mornings. I'm sure there's people out there right now. It's so cold out, and they're like, I'm not getting out
yeah,
from under my
covers. I know. That's the other thing. And tomorrow, we'll do the forecast shortly, but we got some of that white stuff on the way tomorrow. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
you just put a.
I don't want to shake anybody up, but it is coming. So you better stop at the store and get your bread and milk and eggs today, right?
We are realistic here.
That's right. But anyway, we do have a little snow in the forecast. Nothing major, but
I'm flying out to Denver next week.
Yeah, really.
Okay. No.
You don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Little snow.
Enough
That's
said,
right.
I guess. Right?
That's right. But we do have a little snow. It is January. That's what happens in the winter. No big deal, right?
Right.
Yeah. And by the way,
by
the way, Frank, we're going to get you back in on the after the next break. We have some big news that we want to talk about here at Spirit in the Morning.
Hey, the whole great part about this show. I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. We're going to get you back. We're going to talk about that. Some big news coming up. We're hitting the road again.
Yes,
and
we are.
Doing something we've never done before. And that's going to be interesting. So we will talk about that coming up on the show today. Matt Swaim is going to be here. You remember Matt as the former on-air co-host and the producer of the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN. Heard right before our show on EWTN Radio. Matt is now working for the Coming Home Network, that great organization headed up by Marcus Grody. He's going to share some advice for those of us who struggle with the day-to-day walk of being a Christian. A lot of us, when we have our big conversion experience, you know, I'm a lifelong Catholic, I'm a cradle Catholic, and I had a major conversion experience, that aha moment several years ago, where the Lord just finally, I should say, I don't want to say the Lord woke me up, but I finally started paying attention to Him. And then when that conversion happens, when you first discover that Jesus Christ is a real person and He loves you and He wants to be part of your life, you often have that walking on air feeling and everything's just, you're coasting, you're soaring. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, what the Lord does is He takes away, that's called a consolation. He takes away those consolations and He wants you to grow in faith. And that involves walking through the desert sometimes. So this day-to-day walk as a Catholic Christian, it's not always this feeling of jumping for joy. I mean, you could be joyful, but you got the...
Not all peaches and cream.
You could be tired, but you could be... It could be any number of different reasons why this happens. But, right, not all peaches and cream. So Matt's going to talk about that daily walk with the Lord, even when it's mundane, right? I mean, there's always good joy word. There, but sometimes I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I'm not feeling it all that much because I woke up late, you know, and it does happen. So he's going to talk about how we deal with that. Also at the Coming Home Network, I'm going to ask Matt about this. They have a great plan. Dave, you're going to like this, for reading the catechism and the Bible, the Catechism of the Catholic Church,
and the Bible
in 1 year.
Oh, awesome.
A lot of us are intimidated. The Catechism is a great document. I've read it several times, but it can be intimidating.
Yes,
it's
it
a
can.
Tough book. You look at it, it's like, wow.
Yes.
1,000-plus pages.
Yes.
But it really contains great information about 2,000 years of church teaching. And, of course, if you want to get to know Jesus, you should want to get to know about his church. And that's how you... One of the best ways to get to know Christ is through his church. But how do we deal with this voluminous document and the Bible? The Bible is intimidating for many people as well. The Coming Home Network has a simple reading guide that lets you do this. Read the entire catechism and the entire Bible in a year for 20 to 30 minutes per day.
Wow.
That's reasonable. And you could break that up
reasonable.
Into maybe two chunks.
Absolutely.
15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. So we're going to talk to Matt about that as well. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Yeah, it's going to be good. 7:50, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse as well. And then, of course, after the next break, we will have the big announcement. Spirit in the Morning is going somewhere that we have never gone before. Well, I guess you could say we do that every day, but a lot of times it's not intentional. We go someplace where we don't want to go, but we won't.
Was that a Star Trek reference?
It's not. I'm not a Trekkie, so I don't know.
Okay, I just wondered.
I don't know. I'm not a Star Trek fan. I'm one of the few people, I think, who is not, but... We're going to get Frank. Now I got Frank upset at me.
Here he comes. I better put the mic up.
Now, Parker, you got me in trouble. I got myself in trouble.
I have
Frank Eliason, our director of
operations.
The mic
awaits, Frank.
I'm sorry, Frank.
You have the Stooges.
Right?
And not Star Trek.
Correct. Do you have a problem with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to go to this event in Philadelphia? I don't know about that.
Ding, ding. Oh, I'm going to be refereeing here.
No. All right. Well, Frank is management, so I guess I better get in line here. Anyway, I apologize. Yeah, I never got into Star Trek. I'm a big...
No need to apologize.
Are you Star Wars?
No. I'm sorry.
Wait, you're neither Star Wars nor Star Trek.
No. But growing up, I was a big Batman fan, so what can I say? Is that good?
Yeah,
I know. I was a huge bat, but I'm old. Right?
I'm not going to debate that. I'm trying to think of a comeback.
You're just enjoying
this. I'm almost
speechless. You know what?
That's unheard of, usually.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Hey, you know what? Parker, I thought you were my friend. I mean, you're on my side.
But this is what.
But now he comes in, and all of a sudden you're turning on me.
No.
This hurts.
2017 is going to be good for Gary, folks. I mean, there's Star Wars, Star Trek. Well, I mean, maybe we can introduce you, and maybe it'll be part of your growth. You know?
Now, listen, guys. Matt Swaim was going to be on the show. I know he's a huge Star Wars fan, probably a huge Star Trek fan. I think he's a big sci-fi guy. So don't get me in trouble when our guest comes on today. Matt likes me.
Well, thanks for giving us
ammunition. Now we know where to go.
Yeah, that was really smart. Obviously, this is what happens when I wake up late.
Neither Frank nor I will say anything, right,
at
Frank?
Quiet as can be.
That is what happens when I wake up late. But anyway, guys, thank you for your support.
Here.
This is going to be a really great show. Maybe I'll just go take a break and drink some coffee.
We'll take it from here.
Yeah, you know, I think you already did.
That's 2 days in a row. Come on. Hey, I think we need to give Gary wake-up calls, you know? I don't know, but I get up at 4, barely, and I'll put a call into you, okay?
That's all right. And tomorrow, with the big snow coming, you don't know what's going to happen with Gary, right? You know?
Big snow, that's right.
That's right, yeah. All right, let's back to reality here. We've got a gospel to talk about. Thank you, guys. We've got a gospel to talk about on Spirit of the Morning. I love to start the day off by looking at the gospel. Today's gospel comes from John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." A lot going on in this gospel today, Dave Parker.
Yes.
This is really a continuation of what we saw yesterday. And you know what I like about this, the way it starts out? Jesus decided to go to Galilee. Mm-hmm. Jesus had, you know, did you ever wonder, Jesus wakes up in the morning, how does he know what to do? Mm-hmm. What's he going to do today? Mm-hmm. One of the really cool things about that is that Jesus was driven by the Holy Spirit. Now, this gets a little deep when you think about it. Jesus had this Holy Spirit driving him. Jesus was here to do the will of his Father. That's what he was here to do. He always did that. He was obedient unto death, as the scriptures say. And he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Well, that same Holy Spirit who motivated Jesus, that Spirit dwells in us. If we're baptized and we're confirmed, we got that full gift of the Holy Spirit. The problem is, Dave, sometimes we don't listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us.
Absolutely not.
And I think it's a great prayer to each day, say, "Come, Holy Spirit, lead me." And we can have that same direction that, Jesus had.
Absolutely.
He wasn't just aimlessly doing things like, "Hey, well, I'm going to wake up today. What am I going to do? Let me go get some breakfast."
He checked his agenda and he's like, "Oh, I'll go to Galilee today."
But he had a plan, and this was part of the plan. He went to Galilee and he found Philip. I like this also. And this is what happens when you can dissect some of these gospels instead of just really speed reading through them. Jesus found Philip. He sought Philip out. And in the same way, and this is hard for us to conceptualize because he operates on a different level because he's God, he seeks each one of us out. And I, as I mentioned, for many years, I was lukewarm. I wasn't paying attention to him, but he never stopped seeking me out. And the same thing with you, Dave.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
With all of us. He's always after us. He wants us to turn to him and become closer to him.
Yes, he does.
So what I would say to you today listening is to pay attention and say, "Holy Spirit, lead me and help me." If you feel not close to Jesus, if you feel like you're not being as close to him as you should be, ask him to lead you and grow closer to him. Turn around and say, "Jesus, reveal yourself to me today. Reveal yourself to me in everything that happens to me." And you'll see what happens. Sometimes it's a gradual process, but eventually you'll start to see his hand in everything. Jesus' words to Philip are the same words he has to us. "Follow me." That's all he's saying.
Yes.
Follow me.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? That means sometimes we're going to have crosses in our life. Jesus had suffering in his life, no doubt. He's leading the way. So if we're going to truly follow him, what does that mean? It means we pick up our cross with his help. He's not letting us do anything by ourselves. And Jesus said to Philip, "Follow me." What Philip did was he said, yes, he did follow him. And then what did Philip do? He went and sought out Nathanael.
Yes.
He went and brought Jesus to somebody else. Powerful message. And
absolutely,
that's the way, that's the way it works.
That's a beautiful message, Gare.
And that's the way it works with all of us. Once we find Jesus, we want to make him available to others. We want to introduce Jesus to somebody else today. See if you can do that, and the results will be amazing. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. 7:14 is the current wake-up time right now. When we come back, I have a special announcement to make. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 5th. Today we celebrate St. John Neumann. Although he was born in 1811 in what is now the Czech Republic, John Neumann is celebrated as an American saint. Following studies in Prague, John Neumann came to New York at age 25 and was ordained a priest only 3 weeks later. After several years of working among German-speaking immigrants, often alone, he joined the Redemptorist community. As a gifted linguist who spoke eight languages, he was a popular preacher among many immigrant communities. At age 41, he had become the fourth bishop of Philadelphia, where he organized the local parochial schools into a diocesan-wide system. The number of pupils skyrocketed. Gifted with outstanding organizing ability, Bishop Neumann attracted many teaching communities into the city of Philadelphia. This included the Oblate Sisters of Divine Providence, made up of women of color who were devoted to the education of African-American children. Known for his holiness and learning, his spiritual writing and preaching, John Neumann died in 1860 at age 48. At his request, he was buried in Philadelphia at the Redemptorist Church of St. Peter. In 1977, he became the first American bishop to be canonized. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your
And that was Crowder with Come As You Are. You know, he used to be, his name is David Crowder, and he used to have a band called the David Crowder Band. They broke up. Now he's known as Crowder. See, here's what I'm thinking. David Crowder, kind of boring. Dave Parker. There's a lot of Dave Parkers out there, right?
The baseball player.
Yeah. Well, I'm not boring, but I'm saying, Dave, we talked about this before. Parker.
Yes.
Just one name.
Yes.
The man, Parker. Frank, Parker. What do you think about that?
Works for me.
I like it.
Hey, it
just
sounds good.
Think about it. I mean, remember we had all
Although
those options.
A lot of kind, no matter what you call him.
Yeah, Parker. It just
Parker.
Sounds so
hey,
cool. You know, hey.
Yes.
Although you said you were in the military, you were called Parker
yeah.
a lot, right?
Yes.
So
no,
it's,
no, that,
it's maybe
that's
not a good
bad
thing.
One.
And I remember we had other ideas, Davy Ray Parker, David Lee Parker.
Yeah,
I mean,
really,
we're,
yeah.
We're not
going to
revisit
yeah,
that.
Gary
but,
C. Gary.
Yeah, right, right.
Or Kavika Parker.
That's right.
Going back to Bear Wozniak.
And by the way, I did talk to Bear the other day. Bear Wozniak was a regular fixture of this show for the first couple of weeks. He is going to come back on. We're going to set that up. A lot of people miss
Looking
Bear.
Looking forward to it.
He is still in Cocoa Beach, Florida, though. He's not going anywhere. He's stationary at the moment. The last time we had him on, he was traveling from coast to coast.
Smart guy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's warm.
It's true. And he does these videos on Facebook, these live videos, and he's always rubbing it in. The other day he said, oh, we got a weather alert here. It's gone up into the high 70s today. You know, so he knows a lot of us are listening to it and getting a little bit jealous. Okay, time for the big announcement. I mentioned earlier that we have a big announcement at Spirit in the Morning. Every year, Philadelphia has the Man Up Philly Conference. Great Catholic men's conference, guys. They have been doing this, I don't know, for how many years, 5-6 years?
This will be the eighth or ninth.
Really, that
I think
many?
It'll be the ninth.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So this year, it's going to be March 4th. March 4th of 2017, the Man Up Philly Conference. Registration is now open. You can register at manupphilly.com, and we'll put that on spiritinthemorning.com. But the big news is I was in touch with Eustace Mita, who is the head of the conference. He's putting it together. He has agreed to let us broadcast live from Man Up Philly.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Special weekend edition of Spirit in the Morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we should put you outside the whole time. Dave and I will stay outside.
Wait a minute. It's March 4th.
We'll stay inside.
We'll give you some warm clothes, okay? That's if you wake up on time.
Yeah. That. Well, Parker, now I know where I stand.
One for you.
I'm just seeing if he's
awake. But this is going to be a great conference. The speakers are Kevin Riley, Father Steve DeLacy, who does a program on Holy Spirit Radio.
The Vocation Hour.
Tomorrow.
Vocation Hour,
yes.
Right.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Mark Forrest, Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio, and Damon Owens from the Theology of the Body Institute. A lot of great speakers. We're going to have some of these speakers on. Eustace will be coming on the show with us in the next couple of weeks to talk about it. But Frank, this is a great opportunity for us to be out there, out on the street.
We keep talking about it. It's about being out in the community.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
Is there a better community event for us to really be showcasing this capability and being out there?
Absolutely.
Right. And what a great place to get interviews.
Yep.
You know, and it's interesting because it's a Saturday.
So right.
We're going to broadcast on a totally different day.
Right.
Absolutely.
We're going to do an extended Spirit in the Morning.
Yep.
Yes, we are.
Lots of music. Lots of Dave Parker.
Spirit in the all day.
No, I don't know if we'll be all day, but you know, but lots of guests.
Right. Yes.
You know, one of the best aspects to the show is the guests that we have each
Absolutely.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be a situation where we'll be able to have lots of guests
yep.
mm-hmm. right. in person right with us.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and we'll get to talk to some of the men attending the conference. If you talk to anybody who has gone to these conferences, I've been there, we've all been to there at, I think there at one point or another, it's an amazing event.
Yes.
People are absolutely touched by the Spirit at these conferences.
I was just going to say, Gary right? and Frank, it's so uplifting. And you want to see something that's really encouraging, men coming together yeah. to praise their Lord and Savior
exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's so uplifting. This will be my fourth.
And it's an amazing experience.
Oh, it is.
And you know, let's face it, as men, we've dropped the ball a little bit. I speak a lot. I go out to parishes and speak around the country. Women attend more than men do. Mm-hmm. Men's spirituality, it's getting better because of these Catholic men's conferences, but we got to get better. We got to get out there and say, "Hey, I love Jesus," because we're the leaders of our families. They depend
there
on us,
go.
Right? And
yes.
when you
and
see
and in
this,
our communities and in our churches,
exactly
and, yeah, everything.
Yeah, it's
it
just
permeates
showcasing
everything.
Some of the beautiful people in our community and what they're doing and them making it where others want to do it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, right.
So, you know, this is going to be a show that you have to tell your friends about. It's going to be an incredible chance to bring a different perspective in the faith. And so we want to tell everybody about this.
Right. Absolutely. And the deal is, for if you're listening and you're a man, you need to be there. And if you know a man, you need to tell him to be there. ManUpPhilly.com is the place to register. Now, here's the incentive. I don't know if this is an incentive or not. In addition to all that, you get to meet Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, and myself. I don't know. Should I have said that?
Wow.
Well,
all right. We'll edit that out.
All right. Sales of tickets just went down. I don't know how you get negative but, in sales of tickets. But, you know.
But it'll be really cool. We'll have some giveaways there as well, and it'll be great to interact with you, to meet you, and you get to see a live broadcast of Spirit of the Morning.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, on a serious note, yes, we are so blessed to do this. This is a great platform to spread our word as well as, you know, give the platform to the men day-to-day. People get up, go to work, work hard for their families, for themselves. And this is a great platform for them to worship.
It really is. It really
evangelize.
Is. And it's going to be a great day of the day. Plenty of opportunities for confession at these conferences. Mm-hmm. There's going to be mass at the end. I mean, it's just a really uplifting experience. And I am so excited to be a part of it. They've never had any radio station come in and broadcast live from the conference. But Eustace thought we're the guys to do it, so that's what we're going to do. And you're going to be hearing more about that in the days to come. Spear in the Morning, live at Man Up Philly on March 4th, 2017. Plus, we have another remote next Friday, the 13th. We're going to be at the Marianne Bake Shop
in Doylestown.
Okay, now how cool is that, right? First, we did the country club.
Country club? Wow. He's sending us to country clubs now.
Really?
I don't think this fits
the dining
in June.
We did the dining car to have a nice breakfast of scrapple and eggs, right? Now we're going to the Marianne Bake Shop. They have fantastic pastries there, right?
Oh, it's great. I love going there. Been going there for years.
So we'll tell you more about that, but we're going to be there next Friday, live and in person. That's really cool.
Yum. I mean,
and we're going to do, we want to do more of this, Frank. I know this has been one of
this is my vision with the show. I think getting out and being within the community is a key factor to it. And these are some great examples of that.
That's right.
I think, you know, some of our best shows, St. Hubert's was a phenomenal show.
Loved it.
And so, you know, ultimately, you know, this is what we're about and we're going to do a lot more of it.
And please, if you know anywhere that wants to host us, a school, a restaurant, a diner, wherever it is, let me know, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org, and we will be there. Right now, your time is 7:28. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. When we come back, Matt Swaim will talk about walking each day with the Lord.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A White House official says President Obama will be receiving a report and a briefing on allegations that Russia interfered with November's election. The president-elect, who has expressed doubts about Russian involvement, gets his own briefing tomorrow. Top U.S. intelligence officials are set to testify today at a Senate hearing as well. Prosecutors are expected to call more survivors and victims' relatives during the penalty phase of Dylan Roof's trial in South Carolina. The jury is deciding whether Roof should be sentenced to death or life in prison for killing 9 black church members. Roof, representing himself, has told the jury that he's not mentally ill and does not regret killing them. And Pope Francis has prayed for those who were killed in this week's Brazil prison riots, saying penitentiary conditions must be worthy of human persons. The Holy Father invited the faithful at his Wednesday general audience yesterday to pray for the 60 people who died in gang fights in Brazil's Amazon regional prisons and their families, as well as for inmates and prison workers worldwide. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Over 2,000 migrants drowned in the Mediterranean in 2014 while riding in unsafe boats meant to help them escape war-torn Libya for a better life in Europe. In response, a couple in Malta, Regina Catrambone and her husband Chris, created the Migrant Offshore Aid Station to prevent future disasters. As reported by England's Catholic Herald, the couple named their ship the Phoenix and began their mission with a mass. The priest then told the assembled crew that they were on a mission from God. When the Phoenix comes across a migrant boat, the crew contacts the nearest authorities, then approaches the boats to hand out food, water, life jackets, and medical assistance. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Life seems like an uphill battle, like more than you can handle. But we have a hope that it's real. And there's power that lives inside us. We were made with hearts like lights. We're not giving a spirit of fear. His strength inside us, we are fighters. Made to rise with faith alive. We're standing 10 feet high. We're not giving up. When struggles come, they're not big enough. Ooh, there's no stopping us. We're fearless inside. We're walking like giants. We're not giving up. With every step, he's still here with us. Ooh, whatever comes our way, we'll be walking like giants. Walking like giants. Ooh, it might seem like the biggest mountains got you surrounded, but there's a God above it all. With no fear, we keep moving forward. Yeah, we're marching on like soldiers. No such thing as impossible. We're not giving up. When struggles come, they're not big enough. There's no stopping us. We're fearless inside. We're walking like giants. We're not giving up. With every step, he's still here with us. Whatever comes our way, we'll be walking like giants. Walking like giants. Oh, we're walking like giants. Whatever may come, we're rising above. We fire our rain, nothing stopping us. Whatever may come, we're rising above. We fire our rain, nothing stopping us. We're not giving up. When struggles come, they're not big enough. Ooh, there's no stopping us. We're fearless inside. We're walking.
And that was Walking Like Giants by Stars Go Dim. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The weather, I'm shuffling my papers around here. The weather, current weather in Philadelphia, 29 degrees. Today, increasing clouds with a high near 36. Tonight, snow. As I said at the beginning of the show, it's coming, mainly after 9 p.m. with a low around 27. Friday, a chance of snow mainly before 7 a.m. Now, in Philadelphia, it's possible that we will get 1 to 2 inches of snow. It's possible. Don't panic. It is on the way. That's what happens in January. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. Matt Swaim is the guy that gave me my start in Catholic radio. So as I always say, it's an old joke, but I'm going to say it again because I'm an old guy. If you don't like what I do, you can blame Matt. He's the guy when he was the producer of the Sunrise Morning Show who gave me my start. He took a chance on me. It still feels weird having Matt on the show and me interviewing him. It's a little strange. I feel like I'm the guy who should be interviewed by him. Matt now works for the Coming Home Network. He does a great job for that wonderful organization. He's here to talk about what we do when our walk with the Lord becomes more of a slog than anything else. Matt, good morning.
Hey, Gary. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I woke up a little late today, but I'm awake now.
Well, you know what? When people think about waking up late, yeah, they don't understand what that means in morning radio.
Oh, that's
morning
true.
Radio, that means you woke up at like 4:15.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. I woke up at 5:15 today, Matt. Normally it's 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's real late. Gary.
I decided to sleep in.
We call that dark and early.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, in all your years working on the Sunrise Morning Show, did you ever oversleep?
Oh yeah.
Oh, like, did you?
About twice a year, I would oversleep. But that's when Anna Mitchell saved my life. Occasionally she'd oversleep, and I'd save her life. Yeah.
It happens.
Help.
Yeah, it happens. But when you see that alarm clock, when you look at the clock and you realize you overslept by about an hour or so, it's time to panic.
Oh, it's rough.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm glad you could come back on with us today. But before we talk, we're going to talk about this idea of walking with the Lord when we initially have our big conversion. Most of us at some point, even though I'm a cradle Catholic, or whether we're a convert or not, we have this big conversion experience where we really say, hey, wait a minute, there's a God out there, and he really cares about me, and maybe I should do something to respond. Initially, we feel really good, but then we start, as we continue to walk with them, oftentimes we walk through the desert. So I know you want to talk about that today, but before we do that, the Coming Home Network has a great program for reading the entire Catechism of the Catholic Church and the Bible in 1 year. Matt, I think this is a godsend. This is something that I talk to a lot of people. They're intimidated by the Catechism, and they're intimidated by the Bible. This program is perfect. Can you talk a little bit about this Read the Bible and Catechism program in a year?
Yeah, it's really difficult, Gary. very difficult to do. You just go to chnetwork.org and sign up, which is free.
Wow. That's complicated, Matt. Free?
Very complicated. chnetwork.org and sign up for free. You can download our Read the Bible and Catechism guide in a year, and basically this PDF guide that you can print out, and it shows you a little bit of the Bible and a little bit of the Catechism that you can read every day. It doesn't take any more than a half an hour.
Wow.
And you can put it together. And what people realize very quickly about the Bible is that, you know, some of this is a little bit more complicated than I thought. But what they realize about the Catechism is, wow, this is like a way easier read than I thought.
I would agree with that.
So it's really neat. You go through the whole thing, and I don't know, you feel kind of energized, actually, after you do it for a few days. You start to think, man, I kind of know stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So I thought this was perfect for the start of the new year, because I run into a lot of people who have looked at the Catechism. It's a big book. It's intimidating. But if you break it down into small pieces, and the same with the Bible. A lot of times the Bible is intimidating. But 30 minutes a day, split it up into two segments maybe or three segments, you're talking 10 minutes at a time.
Gary, if you'd have woken up on time, you could have done it this morning.
That's good. Good point. Good point. I like that. But anyway, we're going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. More information about that. And it's free. It's free. Dave Parker, we
free
can afford
good.
Free, right?
Absolutely.
As my wife
you
Eileen
what,
likes
you know
to
what
say.
Paul Lockman says?
What's that?
Go ahead, you go first.
I was going to say, my wife Eileen likes to say, if it's free, it's for me.
Well, you know, Paul Lockman, who is the board operator at the Sunrise Morning Show, usually says, if it's free, give me three.
Oh, I like that. That's even like better. That. Yeah, so that's a great deal. All right, Matt, let's talk about this. You've got a Bible verse you want to chat about. Speaking of the Bible, you got a Bible verse from Isaiah that you wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, well, this one is one that I figured was right up your alley, because you're the warrior, you know, and you're the walking with the Lord guy.
Yeah.
And it's a verse that goes back with me. It's one that people have probably seen knit into inspirational pillows and crocheted into, like, people's, like, bathroom, wall hangings and stuff. I went to Asbury College, and our mascot was the Eagles. And this is our theme verse. It's Isaiah 40:31. It says, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Hmm.
And, you know, if you're an Asbury Eagle on the baseball team or the swim team and it says, yeah, we're going to wait for the Lord. We're going to mount up with wings like eagles. You know, it's kind of a motivational verse.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I got out of college that I started to realize this is kind of built backwards.
Interesting.
You know, they say you got to learn to, you know, walk before you run.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn to crawl before you walk, things like that. This verse starts out not with walking or running, but with flying.
Yeah.
They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. I don't know about you, Gary, but when I had my first conversion experience as a young man, as an evangelical, and really, you know, encountered Christ in my life for the first time,
mm-hmm.
it was like I was flying, man.
Right.
It was like Moses in the burning bush.
Right.
It was like every bush around me was on fire.
That's right.
Right. I felt God speaking to me in everything. You know, I felt on top of the world. And in various retreats that I've gone to over the years, you know, you come off of that weekend and you just feel like you could take on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're ready to put boot marks on Satan's back.
That's
you know,
I know the feeling.
And his neck.
You just feel great. you know, and but anybody who's been in this daily walk with the Lord knows for a while, you know, you got that. And then after maybe even a week or two, maybe even sometimes less,
mm-hmm.
maybe after your first Monday, right? It starts to wear off a little bit, and you start to realize the daily implications of it. And this verse is so powerful because it says, those who wait on the Lord renew their strength. They mount up with wings, they get eagles, but then they start running.
Right.
Right? Because they're not flying anymore. They should run and not be weary.
Interesting.
And then finally it says, they shall walk and not faint. Now, I'm a long-distance runner, Gary.
Right.
That walk and not faint stuff is the most important part of the run.
That's right.
Right? And it's the most important part of our walk with Christ, too, that walking and not fainting, because that's the majority of what we do as Christians, living and walking with the Lord.
Well, let's talk about that, Matt. How do we do that? I mean, there are a lot of days that I don't feel like praying. I don't especially feel consolations every day. What do I do? How do I keep going?
You just keep going.
Right. I mean, I agree with you.
Because think about marriage. Think about any relationship that you're in. Think about parenthood. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've got to take my son to school as soon as I hang up with you. And, you know, maybe today's not the day I feel real excited about finding his socks that match.
Right.
But you do it, man. You do it.
I don't know. It sounds pretty exciting to me.
Yeah. The pants will cover the socks.
That's right. You know, that's excellent advice, actually.
You're right. You don't feel like it sometimes, but you keep doing it. But you do it because if we say we love the Lord, but if we really love him, then it involves talking to him, walking with him, even when we might not feel like it. And I think, Matt, it's important for our listeners to know that sometimes you don't feel like it. That doesn't mean your faith is lacking. It's just sometimes the Lord's taking you to the next level, right?
Yeah, and this is really interesting. In the Screwtape Letters, which is, for your listeners who don't know, it's a book about one older demon trying to teach a younger demon how to really mess people up.
Yep.
And he's talking about how the Lord works. And he says that the enemy, meaning God, wants us to learn to walk. And sometimes he takes away our hands so we can learn to walk, just like we, as parents, take our hand away to let our kid learn how to walk. And in this passage from the Screwtape Letters, it says, if only the will to walk is really there, he's pleased even when they stumble. Don't be deceived. Our cause, Satan's cause, is never more in danger than when a human, no longer desiring but still intending to do God's will, looks round on a universe from which every trace of him seems to have vanished, asks why he has been forsaken, and still obeys.
Huh. Wow. That's powerful.
That's C.S. Lewis, right?
That reminds me of Mother Teresa. Yes, C.S. Lewis from the Screwtape Letters. Mm-hmm. Mother Teresa didn't feel it for decades.
That's right.
But she did it. You know,
that's
she did it.
And that's the important thing for us all to remember. We might not feel it, but we keep doing it. And I love the way you said that. You just keep doing it, right?
You do it. You know, Lewis, in another passage, somebody asked him, you know, how do I love God? Because I don't feel like I love God. What do I do? And he said, well, do the kind of things that you would do if you did love God.
Wow. Wow.
You know, and you'll find yourself loving God by your actions, even if you don't love him by your feelings.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Matt, we got about 30 seconds left. I want to thank you for coming on again. Will you come back?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, you're playing hard to get.
I am. Hey, come see me at chnetwork.org and get that free download, and we'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, you guys are doing great work. And again, I want to thank you for giving me my start in radio. I can't talk, and I'm in radio now. I don't like this, but thank you.
Well, like I say, Gary, I made you, I can break you.
You always remind me of that because you're such a loving guy. Matt Swaim from the Coming Home Network. Buddy, good luck with your day, and we'll have you on again. God bless you.
All right, God bless
you. All right, Matt, thanks again. Matt Swaim from the Coming Home Network, great guest. A lot of people really loved him when he was on the Sunrise Morning Show. Still a great show with Anna Mitchell. I get to be on it every week. Stay tuned, and we will be right back. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Alarm clock screaming, bare feet hit the floor. Yeah, it's off to the races, everybody out the door. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind, it's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour, going fast as I can, trying to push a little harder, trying to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time, it's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go, it's another one. Come and rest at my feet and be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to just breathe. Third cup of Joe, just to get me through the day. Wanna make the most of time, but I feel it slip away. I wonder if there's something more to this crazy life. I'm busy, 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 and it's no surprise to see that I only have time for me, me, me. There's gotta be something more to this crazy life. I'm hanging on tight to another wild day. When it starts to fall apart, just breathe, come and rest at my feet and be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to take it in, fill your lungs, the peace of God.
Breathe by Johnny Diaz. Sometimes all we have to do is just breathe. I love that song because this is perfect to set up the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day, because so many times we're running around, we're frantic, we lose sight of the fact that sometimes we just have to breathe, spend a little time, retreat from the world, spend a little time talking to Jesus today. It'll have an amazing effect on your life. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:51. We're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. This is one of the most popular verses, especially for people like me who tend to be a little anxious. This is a verse that you need to remember. Listen to this. John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. These are the words of Jesus talking to his followers who are beginning to panic, about the things going on around them. And what he was saying was that if you read this whole passage around this verse, Jesus is pretty much saying that you're going to have problems in this life. No doubt about it. You got things happening around you. But there is a room reserved in my Father's mansion for you. In other words, I saved a place for you in heaven. You believe in God. And remember, he's trying at the time to get people to believe in him, too. He's the Son of God. A lot of people had a hard time believing what Jesus was saying. And, you know, we still struggle with that 2,000 years later. He's saying, you believe in God. You believe in my Father. Believe what I'm telling you. And what I'm telling you is I've got a place reserved for you in heaven. All you need to do is follow me, listen to what I say, and I'm going to be with you in this life. No matter what you're going through, I'm going to be with you. But keep your eyes on me. Keep walking with me each day. And one day, all of your earthly problems, they're going to fade away. They're going to fade away, and there will be a place for you in heaven. I think if you're having a tough day, that's a great message, a great thing for you to think about today. We just heard that last song, Breathe. Just take a minute as you drive to work or as you wake up and you may be running around or maybe you're going to be home all day. Whatever it is, there's a very strong tendency for many of us to get so wrapped up in our problems. You might turn on the TV or turn on the internet and you see all kinds of bad things happening in the world. There's a tendency sometimes for our minds to race, and we panic. We think, oh no, the world's falling apart. My world's falling apart. What am I going to do? That's when you need to just breathe and let the Lord take over. Let him take over. And relax and realize that he's got it. Nothing surprises God. So take that opportunity today to just breathe. And as we've been talking about, we mentioned it a couple days ago. I'll continue to mention it. Just say the name of Jesus. Jesus. Just repeat it over and over. And what you do, you start to relax because you realize you're in his presence. A lot of times people don't realize it's possible to have a friendship with Jesus Christ. I didn't realize it for years, and I was a mass-going Catholic. I didn't realize it was possible to become friends with Christ. Well, I talk to him a lot now, and my anxiety level as a result has decreased dramatically because of my friendship with Christ. So continue to reach out to Jesus and know that he's here for you. And remember his words, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled. That's his message to you. When we read the Bible, the Lord speaks to us. He speaks directly to us when we read the Bible. So when you hear that message, know that Jesus is speaking that to you today. Do not let your heart be troubled. How can I do that? Because I'm so panicked. You can do it by walking with Jesus, by talking to him, by letting him do the heavy lifting for you. As I mentioned, for years, I was overcome by worry. I was unable to stop. I can't stop worrying. People would say, Gary, just don't worry. Well, it's not easy for somebody who's anxious. The only way that I've been able to feel peace in my life is through my relationship with Christ. So turn to him today, and you'll see the more you walk with Christ, the more he becomes a part of your life, the more peace you will feel. And again, we will have that Bible verse linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Before I do the closing prayer today, I just want to remind you of the big announcement. Spirit in the Morning will be coming to you live from the Man Up Philly Catholic Men's Conference on March 4th of this year. So registration is now open. ManUpPhilly.com is the place to go, and I will have something about that at SpiritInTheMorning.com. We're going to have Eustace Mita on the show with us in the near future to talk about what's going to be happening at the Man Up Philly Conference. If you've never been there, you've got to go. You will just be blown away by what happens. It's a powerful day, and especially for men. We need to get other men involved in talking about Jesus and getting to know Jesus. You know, we saw in that gospel today an example. We saw it yesterday as well, of individuals bringing Jesus to those around them. That's what we all need to do. Man or woman, it doesn't matter. We need to communicate Jesus to somebody around us today. So try to do that in some way. And it all starts by being nice to someone, by smiling, by being pleasant when you want to be miserable. Start that way, and you'll see what happens. You need to be Jesus to somebody around you today. Somebody in your family, somebody at work, somebody you meet at the store, somebody on the street, whoever it is. There are people out there that don't even know Jesus, who need to hear, to feel him today, who need to that encounter with Jesus Christ today. You can be the person that makes that happen. Let's close with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, you make known the salvation of mankind at the birth of your Son. Make us strong in faith and bring us to the glory you promise. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, before we go off the air, I just want to remind you, give you an updated forecast. Today, we're going to have increasing clouds with a high near 36. Tonight, they're calling for snow in the Philadelphia area, mainly after 9 p.m., low around 27. The chance of precipitation this evening is 80%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Not a big deal, but you need to be careful. Take it slow, especially in the morning. We could have some difficulties. Friday, a chance of snow mainly before 7 a.m., then mostly cloudy with a high near 35. And again, when you first get out on the roads, even if it's an inch or two of snow, it can be a little slippery. So you need to be careful. Be safe. As Dave Parker always likes to say, be safe out there. Take your time. There's no hurry. It's better to get there in one piece rather than get in an accident because you're trying to rush to get somewhere. God willing, we'll be on the air with you tomorrow. We plan to be joined in studio by Marie Joseph. Marie Joseph from the Legacy of Life Foundation. We're going to do a strong pro-life program tomorrow. All of our songs will have a pro-life theme. We are going to stand up for life. So we hope to see you tomorrow on Spirit in the Morning. If you have any questions, anything that I can do for you, contact me at Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. That's Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. And also, don't forget to visit us on the internet at SpiritInTheMorning.com. We'll have everything linked there. We'll have all of our songs listed. We'll have that Read the Catechism and the Bible in a Year program that Matt Swaim talked about. It's all going to be found at SpiritInTheMorning.com. I want to thank you for letting us into your home today, for letting us help to start your day with a little dose of inspiration. It's a great pleasure to be able to do that with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. And after the show is done, why not keep your radio or your smartphone tuned to Holy Spirit Radio? We're going to be bringing you the Holy Mass from Birmingham, Alabama, right after this program, followed by Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. You keep on Holy Spirit Radio all day, and you're going to feel a lot better because we bring you the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.